Auburn has a big day yesterday in the portal as they continue this hot streak.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it today on this Tuesday. Another day, a chance to talk about the transfer portal. It's popping right now still for Auburn as they continue this hot streak that they're on as they add three more guys to the class. Yesterday, we're going to discuss each one of those and just talk about overall how Auburn's performing in the portal. It's just such a difference a year makes as far as organization, as far as execution. They're getting guys in and they're getting them committed, and we're going to talk about all of them. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code. You got two coupon codes, okay? First off, next round. Use coupon code next round for a 50% deposit bonus that you can use anywhere. And then you also have TNR Casino. So think the next round, TNR Casino for a 300% deposit bonus. So whatever you give them, multiply it by three, and then you can take that to the casino, win big, take those winnings over to the sports book, bet anything you can imagine, any sports you can imagine, any way you can imagine it. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. Auburn picked up three big signees. We got to figure out lingo. Are transfers commitments or transfer? Do you just call them signees? Like, we got to figure out some lingo there. But Auburn picked up three of them, whatever you want to call them. Auburn got three yesterday in Ashton Daniels, Ryan Strader, and Tay Seymour. Ashton Daniels was one that was rumored very early in the portal period. Very early that he would have Auburn interest. He is the two-year starter, starting quarterback for Stanford. He's from Atlanta, went to Buford High School, and he is only has 1 year left. Okay, so he's a guy you're bringing in that you know is going, or he knows it's going to be a competition. He knows that more than likely he's going to be a backup, which is fine to him. He just wants to be in the SEC, wants to be closer to home, and great for raising the floor of your quarterback room so far. So you got your back to three quarterbacks, and I think that's ideal. Just talking about Ashton, like I said, he's got 2 years of experience, great tools, okay? Got a really good arm, really well above average runner. I'd say just a step below for a quarterback. Elite level running ability, eager runner, willing runner. He can do a lot with his legs. He's had some big games. I don't know if you remember when it was the first year of Colorado with Deion. That was a big game where Colorado jumped on him late, and then Stanford came back in the second half, and I think Ashton threw for over 400 yards in that game, and there was a crazy late pass, touchdown catch. It was a better catch than it was a pass, but still, the guy makes an incredible play to take over. That was Ashton Daniels. Hasn't had a ton of success at Stanford. Stanford has been sort of like I would say all of the schools out west that are in the ACC or schools without a home. You know, the conference thing is just really weird. I think they're in the ACC now, but which is a joke because they have to travel all the way across the country every other week. Just makes it tough. So, you know, they've been depleted as far as talent level of what Stanford usually has. But overall, he's had some success. And, I mean, what else could you ask for? I mean, you feel like Jackson Arnold is your guy. You got a young guy, Deuce Knight, that you're bringing along. And how do you go get a portal quarterback? How do you go get – and what's available for another guy that's going to come in and – expect to not necessarily be given the starting job. I mean, that's tough because these guys want to play. they're transferring because they want to get in a better situation, and usually that's for playing time. Well, Ashton gets to kill multiple birds with one stone by coming to Auburn, get closer to home, get a chance to have an SEC experience for one season. And, you know, it's a long season. It's a grind. You never know. You're one play away from being able to be in the game. And there probably could be some packages for him as well. So there's one key thing. I want to, but before I get to the one key thing about Ashton Daniels that could be a blessing in disguise, I want to tackle this four quarterback deal. So Hugh has mentioned, you know, ideally you'd love to have four. He wants to have four quarterbacks, four scholarship quarterbacks. And I understand that. I understand why. I just don't know that it's feasible. A word used yesterday is superfluous as far as having four quarterbacks. I had to look up what that meant. And I think it does. It's maybe unnecessary and really unrealistic at this day and age with kids. When you have that many kids on the roster, how many of those are going to be looking? You just look at what happened at Auburn this year. Yeah, you had that four quarterback room, and then you lost three of them to the transfer portal. So it's not easy. And once you get to your fourth quarterback anyway, you're cooked. If you have a season where you get to your fourth quarterback, you're cooked anyway. So you might as well just let a walk on roll with it. But this is why. So I'm not so sure that I think you may try to do everything you can to keep Walker, because I'm not even sure he's officially in the portal yet. But once you announce your intentions, it takes a couple of days for you to show up in the portal. So that's probably why people are saying, well, he's not showing up in the portal yet, but you may still try to keep him. I don't think may. You probably are trying to keep Walker. And if you keep Walker, that's great. That's your four quarterbacks. But if Walker does, you know, leave like he initiated that he was looking to leave, I think you're fine with three. I think you're fine with three, and it could be a huge blessing. And this is why with Ashton Daniels. Ashton is about to graduate from Stanford. He graduates in May. He wants to complete that education and graduate from Stanford in 3 years, which is incredible. And I think that Auburn is okay with him doing that. So although he's committed and signed, he may not report. He's probably not going to report until the summer, May or June. So that gives you spring practice where you only have two scholarship quarterbacks. You'll have Jackson Arnold and you'll have Deuce Knight. And I think that could be a blessing in disguise for Deuce Knight, because think about how you run a practice with two quarterbacks. He's going to get a ton of reps. He's going to get a ton of maybe first team reps, all of the second team reps, and just how good that is for him to be able to just get a whole spring under his belt where he's not sharing the reps by four or by three. It's just him and Jackson Arnold. I think that'd be huge. I really do. I think that'd be big for him, because I think one thing about having four quarterbacks is you have one or two guys that are so far down that they don't feel like they're involved. And so you get unengaged a little bit. You start looking around. You start wondering, what is the real pathway? And if you only have three and then Ashton doesn't come until May or June, you don't have that opportunity for Deuce to feel unengaged. You don't have that chance for Deuce to feel like he's not part of the plan, because he has no option but to be part of the plan. He had a really, really good really, really good week at the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game. He was the Mississippi MVP. So you look at, you wonder about the competition he plays in high school. He came to that camp, he came to that week of practices. It's basically a camp. And then in the game, he went off in the game. So you want to keep that momentum going when he gets enrolled. Shortly thereafter, you're going into spring, and maybe you only have two scholarship quarterbacks, and he is getting a ton of reps. I think this whole thing could be a blessing in disguise, especially for Deuce. So we'll see. I think they still ideally would love to have four quarterbacks, but unless it's Walker White, man, I just don't know that there's a real need for it. I think it may be kind of overkill. And you're just going to be worried that you're going to lose somebody. Like it just makes it that much tougher to retain people. So I don't know that that's a thing across the country as far as having four scholarship quarterbacks. Maybe that's just a Hugh thing and the way he runs practices, but maybe we just run with three. I don't know. I don't know. Now that you have Ashton Daniels in, I just don't know that there's that much of a necessity for quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens there. But Ashton Daniels, great addition on multiple levels as far as the adding him to this class. Before we get to the DBs, the no-fly zone additions, let's give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get your custom portfolio analysis absolutely free. It's a $1,500 value. Doesn't matter if you already have something in place, if you're looking to get something started, Ford can help you do it all. So you can make a great friend at the same time. There's no reason to be honest. There's no reason not to double check. There's no reason not to give it a look. So it's zero risk. So check him out. Make a great friend at the same time. Tell him or Eagle, tell him we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Moving on to the no-fly zone, Auburn adds two DBs, and this is why Will Redmond is so valuable, and it's being able to understand what you have, what you need, and then bringing those guys in and going and getting them. So the first one we're going to talk about is a corner from Miami of Ohio. His name is pronounced Ryan, Ryan Strader. It's not spelled that way, but it's Ryan Strader from Miami of Ohio, corner, has 2 years of eligibility. So he's the same exact class as Kay and Lee. Now, this class is super young, okay? You do have Champ Anthony that is, you know, battling back from that injury. We'll have to see. I think he's on a good trajectory to be back fully healthy, but that was a brutal injury. So what kind of player is he going to be when he comes back? He would be one of the older players in the room. So having another older guy is something that's really, really valuable because you have so many young but very, very talented guys. Like you have a very young, talented group and young, talented guys coming in. But you need a little bit of older experience. You need some of those guys that know how to work, know how to practice, know how to work. And Ryan is one of those guys that I think can really, really help raise the floor of that room. Teams threw at him a ton last year. It was crazy. And he had 17 pass deflections, which is crazy to me. That's a ton. But again, he got a bunch of pass attempts. I just think he's the perfect addition for this room. It's one that you have to really – like who's paying attention to Miami of Ohio? Who's paying attention – who's watching that game film? Who's even identified this guy as somebody that could be a value to your team? I just think he's the perfect addition. And, like, you have to be on top of things to be able to pick guys out like this. You didn't need somebody – you didn't need a baller. Okay, you didn't need like a number one corner that you had to go overpay for. You needed somebody that is either right there at the level of a Jay Crawford or a Kay and Lee, or maybe just a step below, like a half step below. That's what you needed in this room. And they went out and they got him. And if Kay and Lee goes to the NFL, this is a two-year guy. So if Kay and Lee goes to the NFL, now you got to start an experienced guy to be able to step in and possibly be the starter next year. So it just makes so much sense on so many levels. This is how you stay on top of things. When you're on top of things, when you're organized, you know what you need. You can go identify a guy quickly, get him in, and get him signed. And this is a guy that you really earn your paycheck on as a GM. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to play. I think he'll play immediately. At Auburn, and I think he'll be a huge asset to that DB room, really raising that floor because you have so much talent. You have so much young talent, and a lot of it was on display last year. you know, with Jay Crawford as starting as a ending up taking over as a true freshman. Kinsley Fauston showing that he can play at this level, having some big wins, one-on-one wins last year against some very, very talented receivers, some way bigger than him. I can think about the Georgia game and going up against the guy that's in prison or something right now that's like 6'6". He played really, really well against him. Like, you have a bunch of young guys, and you have young guys coming in. This guy helps raise that floor. I really, really dig this addition. Another defensive back. It's almost the exact same situation but for safety. Almost the exact – I mean, everything I just described about why Ryan Strader made so much sense. Tay Seymour from Georgia Tech fits the same mold, but at safety. Same age. He's got 2 years to play. Again, very similar to what we just talked about. You lose Jaron Thompson. You lose Caleb Wooden to the portal. Those are your older guys, okay? Sylvester Smith is going to be a third-year player, but really you don't have a ton of age back there. Caleb Harris started as a true freshman. You have two of the most elite safeties in the country coming in this offseason, or coming in, I guess, in January, and Eric Winters and Anquan Fagans. You just need that guy who doesn't have to be the All-American. He doesn't have to be a bona fide starter. He can either be just a step above, a half step above, or equal to, or a half step below what you already have with experience. And it just helps raise the floor of that room and ease those super talented guys into the fray. It's a big, big addition. Again, little older guy helps raise the floor. This is the key here. At Georgia Tech, his roommate, big target of Auburn's right now, that I think Auburn has a very good chance of landing, and that's Eric Singleton Jr. So a little bit of strategery there, if I may, as far as if you're choosing between two safeties and if you go with Tay, you think about some ancillary benefits when you get the roommate of the number one player in the portal, Eric Singleton Jr. I think that's probably a smart guy, and it's a position of need that you get doubly. That's doing your homework, and Will Redmond is doing his homework, and he's passing the test so far. So many people made fun of me for two things way back when this all went down. For the hiring of Will Redmond, gassing that up, people made fun of me, and Kenyatta Watson, people made fun of me for that one too. Oh, these are off-the-field guys. You'll gas up anything for Auburn. Well, if you go back and you look at the spring portal and what Auburn's doing right now, who's having the last laugh? Who's laughing now? Everything that I expected from Will Redmond. And then, hey, even look at the recruiting class with the season you just had. Everything that I thought Kenyatta Watson and Will Redmond would bring to the table, they have tenfold. They've done their jobs at a extremely high level. I don't think Auburn has missed a top portal target yet. I'm trying to be objective. Had a ton of visitors. First of all, I don't know of a ton of our visitors that have committed elsewhere. And then I don't know of a lot of guys that we've brought in that we've said we want this guy, and we've missed. I think we've got every single one that we wanted. Every single one that's been a commitment has been one that you've either locked in on their visit or like the day after their visit. Tay Seymour visited on Friday, committed on Monday, signed on Monday. I think Strader was here whenever he committed. Ashton Daniels was here whenever he signed and it was announced. A lot of those guys, Xavier Chaplin, I think he was here. Jackson Arnold, he was here, like so on and so forth. All those guys, you got them in and you got them signed. You have a couple of wide receivers that made it clear that they were going to take their visits, and they've done that, and they haven't committed anywhere else that they've visited. I don't know that you get both of CJ Daniels and Eric Singleton Jr., but I think you have a really good chance of landing, you know, at least one of those. And I think you stand a really good chance to land Eric Singleton Jr., who I think still may be the number one player in the portal. Definitely the number one wide receiver, possibly the number one player in the portal. You have the number one portal class right now, with the addition of, I think that with all the additions yesterday. You have a power five starting offensive tackle, and you're close to probably adding another one. So you could add two starting offensive tackles from other schools to this roster, which is exactly the position of need that you had to add. I mean, Will Redmond's unreal, man. This is how you do it. This is exactly how you work the portal. Identify guys early, get them in, and get them signed. That is check, check, check. That's what's been happening over this past week. There's still a number of positions that there's still a number of spots, especially if any more Auburn guys leave, you got to bring in guys to replace those scholarships. So there's still a number of dudes out there that you're looking to add. I expect the action to still be hot over the next up until Sunday. Then Sunday, a dead period starts for a period of time. I think it opens back up for portal only for January 1st to January 5th. So there won't be any more visits allowed from the 22nd to the 1st, to the new year. And there'll probably still be some commitments in that time, but as far as visits go, I expect Auburn to still be trying to bring in guys as bowl games end. That's another thing. Portal periods extend a period of time after bowl games end for those particular teams. So once bowl games end, guys that stayed with their team and are playing in the bowl game and that want to look at going elsewhere, that's when I think their action will start picking up. So there's still some fun left to be had. And also, hey, there could be some heartache. Auburn's not completely out of the woods as far as the portal goes either. There's still 11 more days that Auburn players could go into the portal. And once it goes and once that happens, you know, rarely do they come back. Sometimes they do, but rarely do they come back. So it's fun adding guys. It hurts losing guys. But both the door is going to be open both ways for just a little bit longer. It's going to be action-packed, and we're going to keep you updated. Hopefully there'll be some more action today that we can talk about tomorrow. But regardless, we got a ton to talk about. This is for everything about the portal that you hate, it's exhilarating. It's exhilarating, and it's a lot of fun. So, guys, I really appreciate you listening. We're going to keep you up to date all week long. Just appreciate you guys for hanging in there with us. So if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single daggum day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.